Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers hosts Indiana on Saturday, the noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on. Big week for our program as we get back into Big Ten play, have an Indiana football team coming to our stadium that's playing with confidence. We're disappointed in our 1-3 start, and even more disappointed and frustrated about how we continue to beat ourselves. And we've got to get some of those issues taken care of to be able to go into Big Ten play and have a chance to have success. It's a big week of preparation and excited to get back into Big Ten play. So with that, I'll go ahead and open up for questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Joshua Newman, Gannett, New Jersey.
Hi, Chris. With the QBs, I'm just curious, how often do you solicit opinions from the guys along the offensive line, if at all? And, you know, how heavily do you weigh what they're telling you about these quarterbacks as you try to make your decision?
Well, it goes all the way back to training camp. You know, first and foremost, I trust the individual that coaches him, and that's Coach McNulty on a daily basis. You know, he's really the one that has the best idea, knowledge of who gives us an opportunity to effectively go out and execute our offensive calls and lead the offense. So that's where it starts. But I have leaned on some of our players, especially our older players, you know, to get an opinion on, you know, what they see in practice, how they feel. It's not necessarily one particular unit or one particular player. And again, at the end of the day, it's still going to be left up to the guy that coaches the individual on a daily basis, because nobody knows that group better than that person. So I have leaned on players, not necessarily particularly just the offensive line or anyone in the offensive line, to just gather input and thoughts and ideas on what the team may think or what they see. But at the end of the day, you know, as a coach, you got to lean on the guys that you've hired, that you trust, and work with the individuals every day.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Your next question is from James Cratch, NJ.com.
I guess, Chris, along those same lines at quarterback, have you guys reached any clarity on what you're going to do this Saturday?
No, James, we have an idea. I mean, we feel good about, you know, what we think will work out. But, again, we haven't even had a practice other than a Sunday kind of walk-through, jog-through type of practice that we do, even in preparation of Indiana. So until we actually go out on the practice field and practice, you know, it's tough to make a decision like, hey, we're going to stick with what we've been doing, or, hey, this direction would be better. You know, we picked art for a reason, you know, through the body of work. You know, we have sputtered on offense. That's no secret. And we're just continuing to evaluate, is that decision the best or not? You know, right now today we haven't made a decision one way or the other because we've yet to practice for the week. After we practice and, you know, look at how we continue to improve or you know, things that we need to do differently, it's hard to make that decision yet.
And Mike Turdoff has played really well the past few weeks. Is he a guy who you might potentially move into a starting role, maybe potentially get some more size with Wilkins inside the interior?
Yeah, Mike is really doing a great job for a true freshman, or not true freshman, excuse me, a redshirt freshman playing in his first year. Really pleased with Mike. I think he's going to be an outstanding player. And part of it is just because he plays so freaking hard. He loves the game. He goes really hard. Because of injuries, we have had to move Mike around and ask Mike to do some things that we didn't plan on having him do. And, yeah, that's why he's been doing some other things. Right now, we can't afford to do anything else with Mike just because of injuries that we've had at certain positions. So Mike has been selfless, and he's done anything and everything that we've asked him to do. And he's doing it to the best of his ability. And I'm really, really fired up about Mike. I like the attitude and the effort he brings every snap in every game that he's played so far.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Keith Sargent, NJ.com.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm great, Keith.
Can you just give me your assessment of the wide receiver play through four games, and then also considering the youth, you know, throughout that wide receiver core, do you see them making maybe some positive gains, you know, throughout the year?
Yeah, just the group overall, as you mentioned, it is a very young and inexperienced group. Everybody is a first or second year player in the program. Some have played, last year's true freshmen. Some are playing this year as a redshirt freshman. And, we really lack experience at that unit. And when you put on top of, for those players that have been here for 2 years, this is their second offense that they're trying to learn. So that lack of consistency has been tough and made it even more challenging. Overall production out of the wideout group, we have to have more production out of the unit. And it's going to take some time to continue to develop the individuals in the unit and the unit overall from fundamentals, techniques, and just understanding of what they need to do offensively. And then the other part of it is understanding what defenses are doing and how they have to adjust and alter their routes based off of coverages. So there's a lot that goes into it. But we need more production from our wide receivers. I would hope that as we continue to go and they get more and more reps, more and more practices through player development, that the production will increase and improve. But through the first four games, it's not where it needs to be for us to be able to move the ball efficiently, effectively, consistently, and score points.
Thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thank you, guys. Take care.